Okay, so hi everybody. My name is Sharon Gorenstein, and I am a newlywed. My wife and I just got married on August 20th, and thank you. And the whole reason I'm up here is because of Lewis, who he and his husband were at our wedding. So I'm going to quickly look at my watch, and I'm going to try and take you back a few years. Now, a lot of you probably understand that it wasn't something that you necessarily thought when you were a young person, and you knew that you were not like everybody else. I knew that I was a lesbian from a very young age, but I also had a very strong Jewish identity. So all I wanted when I grew up was to have my wedding. I was that little girl. I wanted to grow up. I wanted to have my chuppah, and I was going to be so happy. So moving forward, I meet this amazing woman, and I knew she was the one. And of course, the rabbi asked when you get ready for your ceremony, well, how did you know she was the one? Well, you know, we laugh at the same stuff. We like to travel. She cooks. I wash dishes. It works out really nicely. So we date, we fall in love, and we move along. And some of you might know there was this little thing about marriage equality. Well, that whole saga first started to move maybe New York City, maybe New York State. Do you all remember when they had the vote in New York and it became law that same-sex couples could get married? My love was from New York. And her parents, her mother, oh my gosh, did I love her mother, Judy. May she rest in peace. We got a phone call. Oh, my, girls, I want to make you a party. I want to make you a wedding. I need for you to come to New York, and I'll make you this party. I'll make you this wedding. Well, you think all of this is making good progress, right? I got the girl. I got the dream. I see a chuppah in my future. I have an awesome mother-in-law who wants to make the chuppah party happen. But I go to my bride-to-be, I hope. She's like, I don't want a wedding. I'm not really about it. I love you. We're already married. We're together forever. And we may as well already be married. So fast forward a little more. Unfortunately, we lost Judy a few years ago. And during that same year, a little before that, I lost my father. So I say to my love, I say to her, look, I know this wasn't really the thing that you really wanted to do, but guess what? We're not getting any younger. We've lost these wonderful people in our lives. Please, please, can I now have my chuppah? So I wear her down. Yes, we can get married. Okay, fine, we can have the chuppah. So we think, I say, ah, it's in the stars. August 18 of 2018, that's going to be our date. Now, I just told you I'm a newlywed, right? Didn't work out that way. 8/18/18. My castle was not available, so we started looking at other venues because I wanted the castle. Anybody know the castle in Baltimore County? Okay, there's the Cloisters. The Cloisters, it's an amazing venue, amazing venue. Oh, she's going, yes, that's my story. I'm not stealing it, really, because it didn't work. So we end up looking at other venues, and we talk to these wonderful people out on the Eastern Shore, and they say, oh, well, if you move your date up a year, we'll give you half price. Have you ever met a Jewish woman who can't go for a half-price deal? Have you? Okay, I'm wrapping up. Long and short, we didn't pick that venue, but we did move it up a year. We had the most amazing, magical, fabulous wedding on August 20th at the Museum of Industry, another great venue for those of you who aren't married yet. And I'm looking forward to living happily ever after. Thank you.